It's another Friday afternoon and you are tuned to another episode of The Esau Choke. This, my good friends, is just that little bit different. March 2017, I travelled to Salt Lake City, Utah for a myriad of reasons. One of them was to do The Esau Choke Garden Podcast live, but it's fair to suggest a little bit more than that happened. And over 9 days, I made my US TV debut on ABC4 Utah. At the front page of the Salt Lake Tribune, I hosted two Sod Show live shows over 2 nights, marched in their St. Patrick's Day parade, gave 2 master garden classes, 3 radio interviews, 1 planting ceremony in my honour, and then presented a bowl of shamrock to the president of the Hibernian Society of Utah, the first time in their history to have it, and while sitting next to Mary Robinson and the Irish consul Philip Grant, where all 3 of us gave a speech, I presented them with a piece of Blarney stone with thanks to Blarney Castle, where I will speak in about 2 weeks' time. The reason I travelled there was entirely down to Melinda Misservi, owner of boutique garden store Time and Place. And in chronological order, this is that story retold. At Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/sideshow and sideshow.com. Enjoy. We did say there was a little bit of news in there somewhere. What is the next stage and what's happening?
Well, the next phase is St. Patrick's Day. Well, Peter, I would like it if you would come out and talk to some of the folks in Salt Lake City. I'm offering an invitation to you. Yeah.
For those of you who are unaware, this discussion has already taken place. Just to confirm this on your behalf, Melinda, invitation accepted. The Sod Show is heading to Salt Lake City to do the live show for approximately 8 days in total, live from Salt Lake City.
So you're coming out. Sod Show will be here. We've got some great guests lined up who will be doing both workshops from the shop and that will also have you interview live, probably similar to what you did with Bloom Fringe. Not to mention the Irish Sessions, St. Patrick's Day Parade, and the it's going to be a lot of fun. It's sort of an introduction to not just Time and Place within our own community because we are so new, but it's an opportunity for you to highlight the people who are in our own community here. And I think it's a really good fit because I love the way that you allow anybody that you talk to tell a story and be sort of on a common plane, whether they're, you know, a Chelsea Flower Show gold winner or, you know, someone who's doing a bamboo, you know, garden out in the Westcourt Garden Trail. So it's sort of an introduction of the Sod Show to Salt Lake, but it's also a highlight of a lot of the wonderful people in Salt Lake that make us kind of a funky, weird, quirky, but great community. It's going to be a full lineup and it's going to be a lot of fun.
My name's Chris Hollifield.
And I'm Chrissy Shelley.
You know, Chrissy, we always talk about how great Oleo products are here on the podcast. I'm always chatting about their beard oils, the beard washes, the beard balms, because I'm a lover of beards.
And so am I, which makes me so happy that you have one. But I also love their skin products, because it makes my face baby butt smooth.
Edge's old man Garvin was also a tenor. And my father was a tenor, and the Kulak Musical Society used to sing. And when Edge's father and my old man used to get together, they would kind of, things would go off, you know what I'm saying? And I am remembering this second, my father going down Madison Avenue in New York late at night, 1 o'clock, with the Edge's old man, both of them pissed his farts, singing the duet from the Silver Fish. This is Kite, this is for Bob Goose.
Showcasing local talent, professionals, and everyday people making Salt Lake City what it is today. It's time for another episode of the I Am Salt Lake podcast.
This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Jed's Barbershop. Go get a haircut, a beard trim, or even a straight razor shave. Jed's Barbershop is open 7 days a week.
Just call my name. KRCO, Salt Lake City.
And welcome to Radioactive for Friday, March 10th, 2017. I'm Laura Jones. In studio on a Friday with Al Don, KRCL's punk rock farmer.
Hey, Laura, it's great to be here.
You've got Mary Beth in.
Mary Beth's here, and we're going to talk to Peter Donegan. And that is like a really cool thing. He's going to call in from Ireland, and he is one of the top-notch master guys over there in Ireland. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, I haven't gotten to meet Peter yet, but I'm really excited to next week.
He's going to be here on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I love that. Is. We're planting peas with Peter on St. Patrick's Day at the Grateful Tomato Garden. I mean, how amazing is that?
That's amazing.
So, yeah, he's been doing this podcast in Ireland for years. It's an award-winning podcast that is broadcast throughout Ireland and the UK, as I understand it. I'm sure we'll learn more from Peter when he gets here. But he has interviewed some of the most famous horticulturists and botanists and winners of the Chelsea Garden Show and everything.
And he's going to interview everyday gardeners like us, too. Well, you like me, but not you. You're a master gardener.
Well, no. I mean, I'm just excited to talk to him about Irish stuff.
She's all giddy about it.
Peter Donegan from The Sod Show. It's a podcast in Ireland, and you're coming to Salt Lake City for St. Patrick's Day. That seems a little backwards.
Yeah, well, it is, and it's a funny thing. It's my first ever St. Patrick's Day away from home, so it's a really unusual experience, and I was talking to one of the guys last week, and he said, everybody's going to Dublin, and you're the only one going that way. You'll kind of be on a plane on your own heading to Utah. But to be fair, and I have to give credit on this to Melinda Maservi, who I know you've had on the show and Al would know very well. Can I call you Al? Al Dean?
Oh, yes. You can call me Al, just like the song.
And it's not a bad song, but I preferred his earlier stuff when he was with Garfunkel, to be quite fair on that matter. But on a serious note, Melinda literally rang me out of the blue, and it was reported in one of the Irish newspapers by a good friend of mine, Peter Dedal, and she basically said, I kind of like the cut of your jib, to quote my mom's words. We want to bring you and the live show. Funnily enough, we had Ron Finley is a former guest of the show from LA, and he was in Dublin last year, and we did it live in Dublin Castle with the girls from Bloom Fringe. So I think Melinda's kind of taken that kind of idea, slightly Americanized it, as I call it, which is you turn it into, you put the music in, they've got the bar in, it's taking place in the Mandate Press, it's two live shows. Al is going to be on the show. Mary's going to be on the show.
Yes.
We've got Chris from the I Am Salt Lake podcast. The list literally goes on. And then it kind of exploded into like a week long of events. And it's the welcome from everybody from the Hibernian Society, the Irish and Utah guys, straight to yourselves. And Al has just been out of this world. And every time I'm talking to Melinda, the phone tends to, Peter, I got to put you on a loudspeaker. She puts it down on the phone or on the counter, and somebody with some even remote Irish connection as in I drank a pint of Guinness in 1927, decides to have a chat with me, and it's beautiful. And you probably couldn't ask for a better place to spend St. Patrick's Day, all things told.
Well, you know, are you going to be here, and you're going to get here, what, Thursday, Friday next week? And then we've got a parade on Saturday. When are you getting here?
I'm coming in
Tuesday.
I'm coming
Tuesday?
Tuesday night.
Oh, a lot of bars that you need to hit then while you're here. You got time.
I'm sorry if the line's a bit bad for your listeners, but I'm arriving on Tuesday night, and Melinda said, oh, we'll have to bring you to the pub. There's a couple of people who want to meet you. And I said, oh, jeepers, don't twist my arm, whatever you do. it's going to be a cracking week of events. And again, time and place, Melinda brains behind the whole thing. So if anybody's listening, they want to jump in, get involved. I think Mary Beth's doing a workshop with the Wasatch Girls. And who else? There's one on apple grafting. Paul Twigg is coming in from the University of Nebraska. Al is on the live show. We've got Fritz from Red Butte Gardens. And there's Zanita Zengo is on talking about air plants, which is, so it's all a little bit eccentric. centric and all a little bit Irish, but all kind of gardening and all very good. And again, that's all taking place at the Mandate Press.
Well,
so yeah.
Peter, you're coming from the Emerald Isle, where it's lots of moisture, to the high deserts of Utah.
I have to apologize to your listeners, because I've never been, also I should add, not never been away from Ireland for St. Patrick's Day, but I've never actually been to the United States. So there's some of the things that have been said to me by yourself and Alan, Melinda and Mary Beth, and I have no ideas what you're talking about whatsoever. But the Sod Show, is just head to sodshow.com, or you'll catch it on iTunes. And if you go there, I think you'll probably, the best thing to do is head in, and you'll find Melinda's interview is there. And that's exactly where Al's and Mary Beth's and everybody else's will be coming up along the way. Just stick it into Google. It'll come up for you.
Peter Donegan, thanks for giving us some time. And we're hoping to rope you into the studio next Friday in person.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also coming in on Tuesday night. And apparently we're meeting up for a Now Very Public. I probably shouldn't have said this, but Now Very Public, a couple of pints. So if anybody's around Salt Lake and I've never been, and you want to say hello to the Irishman, I'm not very small, and I don't wear shoes with buckles on them and a green hat and live underneath a rainbow, but you're more than welcome to come for a pint, and it'd be great to see you. And I think the official launch is on the Wednesday morning from Time and Place in Salt Lake City.
Wonderful. We'll get all the details in the show notes so our listeners can catch up with you, and we look forward to meeting you face to face and hoisting a pint.
Excellent, Lara. Thank you so much for having me on, and thanks, Al. Chat to
him. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That's Peter Donegan from The Sod Show, all the way from Ireland, calling in to Radioactive. Al, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Mary Beth's excited.
Yeah.
ABC4 Morning Team, weekday mornings.
Back, everybody. It is springtime. We're thinking about gardening, and even if you are a little intimidated by it all, well, Melinda and Peter here are going to take care of us. Melinda owns Time and Place, kind of by Liberty Park, right there in the heart of Salt Lake City, and you've got a big event, days worth of activities happening, and today's kind of the kickoff. Let's talk about it.
Okay, great. So Peter Donegan from The Sod Show is here, and we are going to be celebrating... I guess I better back up. The Sod Show is an internationally renowned podcast
so
on
even
gardening.
Even if we don't know Peter, he's a very big deal. We just want to make sure to set that up. You're a big deal.
Well, my mom and dad would think I'm a big deal.
We probably don't celebrate as big in Ireland, but we'll hopefully
it's
live
It's the
up.
Taking part that counts, son. It's a delight. You've got the Irish and Utah Society, the Hibernian Society. They're right in with this as well.
Good.
So it's going to be great.
And they've got their parade on Saturday, which we'll be marching in.
You will be?
Peter's going to do the show live from the Mandate Press.
Talk to us about this. What would people expect when they watch your show live? They've heard the podcast. They've seen you. Well, they've heard you. What can they expect when they watch you in action?
There's live music happening. There are appropriate beverages being
appropriate.
Served.
Appropriate. Key word there. Okay.
I'm very diplomatic.
Okay, good.
You know, St. Patrick's Day in mind, and you know, let's be frank about that. That's not a bad place to be. And we've got about three guests on each night. So it's happening over two. It's a bit of fun. Music in between. Chris Hollifield from I Am Salt Lake podcast, he's involved as well. So there's a lot of local and international. Paul Twigg from University of Nebraska is coming up, and he's doing a talk. So it's lighthearted. It's, if you've got a degree in horticulture or you wanted to just dip your toe in, it's a good place to go. And then as regards to courses that are happening throughout the day, from, again, launches this evening, so from then on all the way through till just after St. Patrick's Day, there's enough. I mean, if you wanted to do apple tree grafting, which I would have done when I was 17 years of age, or if you want to do a course with me, which is a little bit more, on this occasion, a little bit more lighthearted and easy, it's more about sticking your hands in, just giving it a go, get the fingers dirty, and let's see how it rolls.
Oh,
we have Mary Beth Jenrich also coming.
Awesome.
And she'll do Super Seeds, she's really jazzed about seeds.
She is cool.
She's incredibly knowledgeable. Anne Torrance and Robert Mark coming up from Tory, and they're going to be talking about not just the apple tree grafting, but ciders.
Melinda, I love it. Look what you put together.
Actually, it's really fun.
One of these events is going to be talking about these air plants here, which literally are growing in nothing.
They are literally growing in nothing except the air.
So this is just one of many things you'll learn about the next couple of days. Time and Place is kind of a sponsor of all of it. You've done so many great things.
Thank you. Well, Peter is actually pretty brilliant, I think. His podcast was just rated number one.
Don't sell yourself
short. I love it.
Well, thank you very much.
You did.
Okay.
So many great things. So many great things. And we'll have all the information on our website, goodforyou.com/midday. You had one more thing you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say we have shamrocks from Ireland. These, I think, are the only in the United States that I'm aware of. The first in the U.S. And
where's your shop?
They are for sale at Time and Place. The shop is 362 East, 900 South. Wearing one, but Peter won't wear
his. Will you wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day, please?
In Irish or in English?
In Irish.
Oh, Lyle, Farrick, Shunadiv.
Thank you.
Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Happy. Okay, one more online and see you after the break.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Time and Place, live from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sod Show Garden Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are all very welcome to the Sod Show Podcast, live from Salt Lake City. Can we get a round of applause? You're a little bit rowdier than the Irish, it appears.
KRCL, Salt Lake City. This is Radioactive for Friday, March 17, 2017. I'm Laura Jones in studio on a Friday night with Aldon, KRCL's punk rock farmer, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you,
laddie. I was going to say the same thing. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, man. This is half my family heritage right here. And everyone, have a great St. Patrick's Day. If you are going to imbibe adult beverages, please plan the designated driver. And don't forget, lowering that blood alcohol content to 0.05, courtesy of the Utah legislature.
Yeah. Yes, we have Peter Donegan from the podcast The Sod Show, which is quite a famous podcast, and he's in the gardening world. He's very well known. He's been here since Tuesday.
He's from Ireland.
He's got a very heavy accent. He's quite a character.
I saw you raising a glass with him on
We
Facebook.
Raised more than one glass, I'll put it that way, and in a very short amount of time, too.
You had to pace yourself with Mr. Donegan.
There was no pacing. Right. No, that was went out the window.
Well, we're waiting for him to get here to the studios. I hope his sense of direction is not impaired by being landlocked. All right?
It's early in the day. I think as far as the pint system goes, he's probably okay.
I was just talking about landmarks. That's all I was talking about. But you're going to be doing the podcast with him Saturday night?
On Saturday night, Thursday. A live.
I got my ticket.
There's a live. It's going to be a live recording of the podcast. It'll air at a future date.
You remember when you were, a young punk, Al?
Mm-hmm.
You're still young. Before they saved Gilgal, and you had to jump the fence behind the Wonder Bread factory to go look at all that weird stuff there.
I remember, yes.
It's no longer a secret anymore, but that's still one of my favorite places to go and check out the weirdness in Utah.
There's some weirdness there for sure. Crazy statues and.
One of the, I don't know if you took Peter there yet.
No,
you need
haven't.
To show him Gilgal before he goes.
What? Okay, we will.
You totally need to. This is a great park. Peter Donegan is here. Thanks for being here, Peter. And I must say, I'm worried whether or not your mic works because it didn't work a second ago. How are you?
How are you?
Pretty good. I actually had lunch with the former president of Ireland today.
Did you?
I'm bragging.
Did you?
Totally
really?
Bragging. Mary Robinson.
You met her?
She was up in Ogden.
Hey, no, I was at an event with the Hibernian Society, and I was doing the passing of the Shamrock Bowl, which is...
I would rather do that. Was there something in the bowl, or...?
A shamrock. it's a trifolium jubium for those who are of the botanical mind, but essentially what we would know as real shamrock at home. First time for the Hibernian Society to have it here in Utah, and as would happen with... Our Taoiseach, as we would call him, our equivalent of a prime minister to your president every single year, the passing of the bowl of shamrock.
So it's kind of crazy how you got here. You're here for a whole week, or you've never been to the United States before.
No, I got lost in Salt Lake City Airport. Put that in context.
And one of our cronies here, Melinda Maservi, has coaxed you to come all the way across the sea to here.
Yeah.
For St. Patrick's Day.
Did you almost say Thanksgiving?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
How did it happen?
Kind of an odd one because I guess when you do something and like yourself and Lara do the radio show, so when you first start doing this thing that it's not essentially for a profit. You'll never retire on doing a podcast, but that's, you know, in typical,
but you do travel.
Well, I do travel, but in typical Irish style, you know, the getting there was never the objective. It's always the journey. It's who you went with. It's, remember that story about the time I fell asleep in the back of the truck and I woke up in Galway. It's one of them. And in that context in mind, and jesting aside, this thing that I essentially started at my back garden when there was no other garden radio on the show and podcasting was quite new, it kind of just evolved. So I don't really see it as anything greater than it is. Pause, take that a step back. Maybe it was kind of perceived or seen as something, but I guess I never saw what other people see. And in Ireland, it's kind of a hard place to turn around and say, I am the greatest thing since sliced pan. All of the women should ask me out for dinner. I have the body of a god. When in fact, I have, you know, a bad tan line just above my bicep and of what exists of it. And it's a bit that. And I drink Guinness and it's okay and it's all good. And Melinda literally picked up the phone and said, that thing that you do, I think it's worthwhile, or paid you a compliment, and you should come and do it live from Salt Lake City. And all of a sudden you've got Al Dean on the phone, and I'm on your show there the week before, last week. And you can go listen back to that. They have it up in podcast format. It's a really good episode. And I'm sitting on my kitchen counter at 1:30 in the morning. The two dogs are staring at me and I'm talking to you on the phone from the back end of nowhere in Ballyball. But it's Salt Lake City. And I said it last night, you know, from the show. You know, Ireland is a landscape designed by rugged, hard-hitting nature and wind and weather and rain and hail and sleet all in the one day or within the space of 1 week. And outside of that, when you think about it, it's got its people. And Salt Lake City, I haven't seen a whole lot of it because obviously I won't call it work, but there's a time and place Salt Lake City thing to be doing on behalf of Melinda. But the people... and I heard your intro, by the way, I was in the car and I just thought that cheeky pup Al Dean for saying what he said. But, you know, it you should be so proud. And everybody, when the security guy at Salt Lake City Airport, when I'm walking the wrong way to collect my bag and getting confused, is telling me Happy St. Patrick's Day. He's the first person I spoke to when I hit here. And I just thought to myself, you know, it's as close as you can get to home.
Oh, that's great.
It's good, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how the St. Patrick's Day Parade started here in Salt Lake back in the 70s. It starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And you're going to be in the parade, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the parade. And if anybody wants to come along, just at time and place, I think they're on Twitter, they're on the Facebook, they're on the whole lot. Hit them up and let them know, or just literally put on something green and jump in with us. It's literally all good. I think that's then, and then I think I'm live
Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. Doing a live show.
Show, maybe with some
Mandate
music.
Mandate Press.
We did it there last night. It was amazing. It was brilliant. We had the bands playing. Chris was there, and I think we had a whole bale of stuff going on. But it's about 3 28-minute slots max, which flies through.
Yeah.
And but broke up nicely with the bit of Irish music in between. Okay. And there are quote unquote appropriate drinks being served. And
nice.
Of course,
very nice.
Yeah. It's some good crack.
Did I
finally use it correctly? I don't know how to spell it.
Well, there's two ways of saying it. The crack was 90 is the first one, or you know, yeah, yeah, it was good crack. Yeah, yeah, you're almost there.
Yeah.
I'd give you a hug.
So tonight, what's the plan? Where can people catch up with you? Are you going to be posting on social media?
Yeah, I've got. I can't remember the name of the pub where I'm going to. Do you know it, Al?
Another one, a different one. You've been to the Republican. You've been to Johnny's. You've been to Piper. Where's the? I'm not sure where you're headed next.
We'll figure it out. We'll post it.
We'll figure it out. But Melinda, at time of place, she has the. I'll tell you, she's a very lovely woman, but she's very organized as well. And Irish guys need people to help them, like tie their shoelaces. We can get a little bit confused, you know.
Yeah,
airports like Salt Lake City in particular.
Peter, where can people find the Sod Show online?
Sodshow.com, at Sodshow on Twitter, Facebook.com/TheSodShow, and it's all good. Just Google it.
All right. Peter, thanks so much for stopping by, giving us a call last week and coming into the studio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And
look for Peter in the parade tomorrow, folks.
Yeah, I'll be the one with the bad Irish tan. I'll stand out a mile. You can't miss me.
It's spring in Utah. You'll blend right in.
Yeah, you reckon? What, the women will turn around and go, who needs Tom Selleck? Look at this man with his patchy tan. He's got the body of a sex god.
Oh,
yeah, that's not going to happen.
Hey, Peter, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
I'm thinking we need to transition with some live music. So, Peter, we're just going to have you back out and put Tony Holiday up in your seat and do some music.
Thanks, Al.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
to stick
it.
Around.
Thanks,
I know you've got to run, so if you need to run, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got to meet Mary Robinson, funnily enough. So,
oh, you do?
Yeah,
she's going to be at the Alta Club.
I'm going straight to that gig now.
There you go.
Thanks.
Have fun.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's time for another episode of the I Am Salt Lake podcast.
All right. Welcome to episode 269 of I Am Salt Lake podcast. My name's Chris Hollifield.
And I'm Chrissy Shelley.
Hey, this past week, it was a little busy for us.
Oh, man, yeah.
So this past week, on Thursday evening and Saturday evening, I was part of a live podcast recording for a garden podcast called The Sod Show, all the way from Ireland.
Yeah.
Peter is the host of The Sod Show. He flew here from Ireland. He did a bunch of stuff.
He's teaching classes
at Time and Place here in Salt Lake City. And he did some live podcast recordings that he asked me to be part of.
You were his wingman.
I was his wingman. It was a really cool experience. And I love nothing more than live podcast recordings. So being part of that...
It was really fun.
It was a fun experience. And I'm not, I'm not the green thumb type. I'm not a gardener by trade.
And I'm very good at killing plants on accident.
So it was a good mixture. It was different for me.
Yeah.
But once those episodes are released, I'd love to share them with the rest of you guys, through our social media outlets. So
he had the punk rock farmer on one of them.
I want to get him on this podcast.
That guy was interesting.
Aldine from KRCL.
He has more energy than I've seen in a long time. It was amazing.
So that was fun. It was fun also to meet a listener of I Am Salt Lake from Ireland. Go figure,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
That we have listeners in Ireland.
And he's like amazing. And he actually really listens. Like he asked questions about things like why I say goodnight, Grammy, at the very end. If any of you have ever made it to the very end.
Yeah, goodnight, Grammy. Well, it's
because my Grammy listens.
Yeah, your Grammy
while
listens.
She's going to sleep.
So, well, hopefully she still listens.
I hope so. Or she got really sick of us.
We also have our first guest of the show. It is Zenaida Zengo. Did I pronounce that correctly, Zenaida?
Zenaida.
Zenaida. Okay, that's my Irish twang, and I won't even try to pronounce that correctly again. Chris, from I Am Salt Lake podcast. How are you, my good man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you. How's your St. Patrick's Day been?
It's been good. Kind of low-key this year, but no complaints.
Why was that?
I just... didn't want to go out and party with the amateurs,
That's Rusted Real, ladies and gentlemen, our in-house band. Thanks very much, lads, for coming along. Company today is Mary Beth Janerich. Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm great, Peter. How are you?
I'm fantastic as always, Mary Beth. On today's show, however, we do have a fine lady and a very fine gentleman. I did refer to Robert Mark, who's to my right-hand side, that John Travolta had just walked into the room when he came in earlier on. But also to his left-hand side is Anne Torrance. Hey, we've got some people, some very kind people who've been involved behind the scenes. Chris, do you want to tell me who they are?
We got some great people, the wonderful folks at 90.9 KRCL, Bare Bones Living, the Hibernian Society of Utah, the King's English Bookshop in the Wasatch Community Gardens.
And brought to you by Time and Place. Anna, we've got our in-house band this evening in the Homo Leviticus. Chris, my good man down the back, to our sound man, the Mandate Press, where we are at this moment in time. Our wonderful bar staff down the back. Our guest on today's show, I am honoured and delighted to say, is Fritz Coleman from Red Butte Gardens. Fritz, how are you? Touched on this earlier on, but Melinda Misservey promised this big Egypt that I was going to have the best St. Patrick's Day ever.
Dead air.
We're still live. For those of you listening at home, what you can't see is Anne is actually thinking of the right answer to give live over the microphone. Paul Twigg from the University of Nebraska. You're very welcome to the such of Aldine, the punk rock farmer. Aldine Strychnine, how are you, my good man?
If I traced it back, the very first interaction we had at all was I voted on some poll you had about where it was the best place in Ireland to go camping.
Right. I don't.
I voted for Galway, and I don't know if you went there.
Nobody goes camping in Galway. The weather is terrible. It rains sideways nonstop 364 days of the year, and then the other day it snows. Melinda Misservey, for all that you did on the final episode from Salt Lake, can we give her a round of applause?
Now, we met in Texas, in Houston, and I had gone there with a different cowboy changed horses in Texas. And I looked at him one day, and I said, darling, in my very best Texas accent, because I grew up in California, I said, darling, I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Salt Lake City, with thanks to Time and Place, and for you for turning up this evening. Thank you so much. Okay, this is the point at which Sinead Ezengo has now lost the marriage proposal from the previous episode.
Thank you so much, Peter. Friends for life.
It's been an absolute honor.
Thanks, Laura. And hey, Nick.
Loyal Leparic Shunadiv. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers, Sloan. Bye-bye.
That's it. We're good.
Thanks, Peter.